obviously you always hope, you know, I left it all out there, just trying to win for my teammates. No excuse, I got to hold on to the ball, but, you know, the fight our team played with today, that was familiar. That looked like us, and did we execute 100% of the time? No, you know. Did we play a really good defense? Absolutely. Played a really good team. But, you know, at the end of the day, we lost. You know, it is what it is. Left it, but I can say that about our team is that we left it out there.
Have you ever seen anything like that first down measurement that they did not give you guys?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that before.
Derek, it looked like, you know, when the offense was sputtering a little early, and then you ran that first time,
yeah.
You got up and you made that emphatic first down. Did you feel like something in yourself clicked at that point? Did you see things turning around after that?
No, so even though we weren't clicking, I was seeing, you know, the coverages the way I want to. Going to the, you know, certain matchups with the ball that I wanted to, you know, we just didn't connect yet, and that was that kind of stuff's going to happen. You know, if I was out there lost, then we got a problem, you know. But I knew we were seeing it good. I knew that, you know, guys were competing, you know, so it was only a matter of time. You know, they make plays, we're going to make plays too. So I wasn't worried, but definitely coming into this game, knowing what's at stake, you know, I try every game to leave it all out there, you know, whether it's, you know, by throwing the ball, making the right checks, sometimes running today. You know, running, I just felt, you know, everyone felt it, you know, when I was able to pick up the first down. I think it was like 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 7, something like that. And, you know, that just gives our team life. And so if I can do that, you know, I'll do it. But, again, you know, today showed me that, you know, that team was familiar. That I recognized that team, you know. It shows you that we got some real men on this team that want to fight.
Always say there's no such thing as a moral victory, but is there honor in a
defeat? You always, you know, I think there's honor in everything. You know, to be honest, you can always find something to be. You know, I think you're saying it. I agree with you. You know, absolutely. There's no consolation prizes in the NFL. Only one team at the end gets to hold the trophy, and only one team feels good every year out of 32 of the best football players in the world. And it's a tough thing to do. Week in and week out to win is tough. Like I said about the men in that room, my teammates, the way we fought, the way we competed, you saw guys get a little nicked up, get a little banged up and kept fighting. That's what the Raiders look like. Now, we didn't win, so there's no feeling good or victory, you know, but what we put out there today, you know, no one can ever, you know, question your manhood or anything like that.
The touchdown pass to Jared Cook that got called back. Did you get a look at that? I mean, were you looking right at it, or were you being rushed?
To be honest, I couldn't see Jared when I threw it. I saw the initial him and 50 come together. But, I mean, you just – so many times, you know, if I told you how many times I threw the ball without seeing somebody, you guys would worry, you know, for us. you know, but that's the NFL. And so I didn't see him, but you know where he's supposed to be in that spot. He made a great catch and all that. And I watched the replay. Again, so I was just hoping that it would stay a touchdown.
Derek, can you take us through the last play? It looked like you had a few options, like you're trying to throw it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have ran out of bounds. You had the first down.
Oh, yeah.
You decided to just go for it. What were you thinking?
You know, it's one of those things that I'm super competitive. You know, you guys, my teammates, my brothers, that's my kids, my wife. I try not to lose at anything. And so I had an opportunity to try and win the football game. You know, when I was pumping, I was just trying to get the corner to buy Jared, and I was just trying to beat 38 to the sideline, to the corner, which I was able to beat him. But as soon as I stuck the ball out and he pushed, it just slipped out of my glove. You know, I tried to hold on to it. It wasn't like I didn't try, you know. But obviously there's a lot of different things. Throw it away, kick the field goal, run out of bounds, you know. Okay, cool. We go to overtime. But in that moment, I was just trying to win, you know, for my teammates. Yes, absolutely. I just got to hold on to the ball. Yeah, absolutely. I would always – that's me. And if, you know, if they told me otherwise, then I'd say, yes, sir, you know, move on. But, you know, that's me. I'm super competitive. I'm always going to try and win the game.
Derek, They took sure. a crowd out.
Michael Crabtree said that he was in the concussion protocol on that last play.
Yeah.
If he's on the field, is that last play any different?
Yeah, we actually had a play called, a certain play called on the other side, and then the refs made us take him out, and then we had to change our call. Absolutely.
You said that you recognized this
team.
I'm sorry. You said that you recognized this team last today.
Yes.
Did you recognize yourself as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
From last year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You know, I see you. but the answer is yes. At the beginning of the season, you know, I felt like me, you know. There was a little question about my ankle going into the first preseason game, you know, in the first live hit, you know, besides my wife tackling me, like I told y'all, all off season. But, no, I definitely, you know, I know who I am.
Thank you.